Welcome to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Fellow CSU student Mitchell James has joined me in the studio today, and he'll start off the live set with his song, Pareidolia.
I was young, scared, and stupid, way less the latitude. I was up and down, still moving my latitude. Disappointed, wasn't really even mad at you. But looking back now, I know we did what we had to do. Had to change my course, had to find a different avenue. Said to hold on, didn't know what I was grabbing to. Gravitate to every chance I had to spend with you. And then you asked it, and I meant it. And one of me these days isn't even half of you. And looking back at all the people that would laugh at you and argue about all the things that we used to do. And what's this for? Like 2 and 2. And looking back at all the things that they would take from you and counting down the days until they finished breaking you. I think she really was in love with him. She hasn't seen him in a minute, must be drugs again. Honestly, I think that I still would mess with him. I understand the ways that it could mess with him. I'd rather talk about all this than sit here in silence. Used to talk trash, but now you hold your tongue. And truth be told, you don't tell no one. Cause you see what you wanna see. You only see what you wanna see. A lot of back and forth, but now we almost done. And the brightest days won't bring no sun. Cause you see what you wanna see. You only see what you wanna see. We used to talk trash, but now we hold our tongue. And truth be told, you don't tell no one. Cause you see what you wanna see. We only see what you wanna see. I was indifferent, I tried to be patient. I still miss the days when I was complacent. I understand all these methods couldn't save him. I ran from the truth, but I didn't touch the pavement. Cause these kicks have seen miles though, cross bridges, seen milestones. We live for this like we creatures in the wild though. It's been a hot minute, been a while though. And say it like you mean it like we all though. And really this is just an opportunity. And losing faith isn't really nothing new to me. My heart on my sleeve, my soul's nudity. Same ones talking trash, now they roofing me. I guess it's how it goes these days. You changed apartments, did you change your ways? I hope it don't stay the same. My judgment's clouded cause it looks like rain. And I try to avoid the sky when it shines this bright. I pray in secret cause my blessings come in disguise. Used to talk trash, but now you hold your tongue. And truth be told, you don't tell no one. Cause you see what you wanna see. You only see what you wanna see. A lot of back and forth, but now we almost done. And the brightest days won't bring no sun. Cause you see what you wanna see. You only see what you wanna see. Used to talk trash, but now you hold your tongue. And truth be told, you don't tell no one. Cause we see what we wanna see. We only see what we wanna see.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. Mitchell James just performed his track Pareidolia, and he'll be opening for Mickey Avalon and Dirty Nasty at the Aggie on April 5th. The lyric I want to talk about, you didn't perform it in that song, but it's coming up later in the set. It's okay. I say it like I mean it because I say it like I want to,
yeah.
Which is from Weather. And I feel like that captures like the essence of rap in that the genre is known for having very real lyrics and like artists have a very bold opinion about things.
Definitely.
So like, are there any challenges that come with being in a lyric driven genre where like people focus on your lyrics the most?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, when we're making music too, we kind of we talk about this all the time, and people don't realize this, but like, it isn't really, in most genres, it isn't really the lyrics that's the first thing that people listen to. It's whether or not they could bob their head to it, mm-hmm. whether or not they can kind of sing along. Like, if you think of a song that you don't know the lyrics to, what do? You mumble it. You know what I mean? You're going to be like, oh, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I realize that is the most important part. And so if you try to get that to transcend into hip hop, it becomes difficult because there are people who listen to hip hop strictly for the lyrical content mm-hmm. and strictly for it. So yeah, you got to be on your toes. You got to make sure, at least for me, I feel like I got to make sure that at least there is some type of cleverness or some type of, I guess, bar work in everything I say.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like people are essentially listening to like what you say, like more than other genres, I would say, but they're also listening to the beat too. And like you mentioned mumbling. And yeah, mumble rap is kind of like a new thing. Like they don't really focus on the lyrics as much compared to like older rappers. What is your take on that genre?
I mean, I'm just, if people are making music, I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say like, oh, I hate SoundCloud rappers or I hate anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, they're doing something right. You know what I mean? They're just dominating the genre right now. You know what I mean? So if people are putting music out and put it together, I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Like now some of it's not for me and that's okay too. You know what I mean? Cause they might not like my music. So you know what I mean? So it's a kind of a give or take type of thing.
Yeah. And do you ever feel like you have anything, like any sort of pressure to say something interesting or like insightful, or how does your like writing process in
so
the studio?
It's funny. So like you mentioned mumble rapping. Honestly, my writing process is I mumble to songs before I write lyrics to them. So like I said, kind of like the flow is super important and the cadence is super important. And I want to find that in the beat first. So I'll play a beat for the first time and I'll freestyle. And it won't be the lyrics I'll use. It's just going to be freestyling along to try to find the flow and try to find the cadence and try to see what fits where. Sometimes it just sounds like gibberish. You know what I mean? As far as pressure to say something insightful and things like that, I think it's if you're focusing too hard on trying to be super, you know, insightful or super philosophical and things like that in your music, it's going to come off like you're faking it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm just trying to
try too hard.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I'm just trying to be honest. You know what I mean? I've lived a pretty gnarly life up until now. And I'm just trying to like, you know, explain my take on it, my perspective on it and things like that.
Yeah. And you have a show with Mickey Avalon and Dirty Nasty, and they have like, they're more comedic, I would say,
definitely.
With their raps.
Definitely, absolutely. Mickey Avalon's kind of crazy because Mickey Avalon, I mean, like, I remember listening to Mickey Avalon when I was like middle school and like freshman year, and he kind of came up in like the LA scene and things like that. So a lot of those people who, cause I'm from California originally, a lot of the people remember that in the era where it was, that music was more about the party than about, you know, I mean, like when we talk about content, things like that, it's more about having a good time. You know what I mean? It's more about getting people to the dance floor, things like that. Yeah. And it definitely shows. I mean, watching their shows and things like that, they're trying to have a good time for sure.
And you're opening for them, right?
I am.
How do you think that's going to work? Like with your genre being a little bit different and more like mellow, like I feel like that's going to be a fun opening.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's, well, we definitely, like what I've always tried to do is do a wide variety. Like, there's mellow tracks and then there's boom back tracks and there's kind of try to bounce all over the place. And I think it's me. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a venue with people in it who some know me, some don't know me, you know what I mean? And that's the goal. I'm just trying to get as many people as I can. You know what I mean? If every new person that hears my song, you know, if I walk away from that show with one new person listening to me on Spotify, I'm good with that. You know what I mean?
Awesome. So yeah. How did you like get connected with them? Cause they're like,
started tapping into local promoters. So funny. I just got out of the Navy and I got out officially in January.
Nice.
And so I kind of dropped wheels down on an airplane in January in Colorado. And I was like, just let's start investigating the local music scene. And so just through social media and through online and through just trying to hit people up, just make contacts. And then those contacts led to other contacts and just kind of, it happens really quickly. You know, that's the thing people don't realize. It's so doable. You know what I mean? People think there's this barrier, I think, because we put it there between like, actually doing it and actually rapping or actually making music and actually whatever, like people like Mickey Avalon, Dirty Nasty, and distance themselves. Well, that's a whole different genre, a whole different league. And it's like, you just got to ask the right questions to the right people.
Well, so you're just getting connections and making it happen.
Networking is
that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, great. Well, I think we should get back to the music.
Cool.
Personally. And coming up now, we have two songs. The first one is Weather, and the second one is a brand new track called Winter Part 2. Stay tuned for that.
Thank you.
I took my time, took my place now. Trying to figure out, like, wow. I was fine, you was fine, we all good. They used to like to tell us that we all could. I would take my time, put it back together. Never get a chance if I never let her. Everyone I asked, they was never better. Never better, never ever. I say it like I mean it, cause I say it like I want to. Have fun with that. I could make the next one, you could hate the next two. I could say fine, cause I'm fine with that. I'm okay, you okay, we all fine. We ain't good, we ain't fun, we got time. I can't take it back, cause I lost mine. I'ma make it short, cause I'm saying for the last time. I would chase two, chase three of these. When you got dreams, do you ever sleep? Never get the time that I ever need. If you never home, do you ever leave? Weather the storm, I'm a champion. Back and forth, and then I'm back again. Chastise, gotta act wise. If you live your last life, when you die young, I could either live or die today. So I ain't dwelling on the things they said. I'm just out here trying to find a way to get so fly that I can fly away. Hey. I could either live or die today. So I ain't dwelling on the things they said. I'm just out here trying to find a way to get so fly that I can fly away. Become myself, achieve the goals, my life is set, now what now? Then I'm back at it, like a bad habit, like a bad addict said, God damn it. I would find that I'd find myself when I find the line. And I'll take time, but I could take mine and then give the world another peace sign. I was good, you was good, we all fine. Never been strict with the timeline. Never gonna still take my time. You could take yours, I'll take mine. I was good, you was good, we all fine. I was good, you was good, we all fine. No sleep when you die young. No sleep when you die young. I ain't never have to talk myself to sleep. But you coming to my level, then you coming down to me, yeah. I ain't never have to talk myself to sleep. But you coming to my level, then you coming down to me, yeah. I could either live or die today. So I ain't dwelling on the things they say. I'm just out here trying to find a way to get so fly that I can fly away. Hey. I could either live or die today. So I ain't dwelling on the things they say. I'm just out here trying to find a way to get so fly that I can fly away. Hey. No sleep when you die young. No sleep when you die young. No sleep when you die young. Sleep. I know you still taking what you're giving. I know you ever trying to come home. And you been taking what you're giving. And you ain't ever trying to go home. I ain't even thought about leaving. And love still weighted in gold. I could jot down my feelings. Or you can still feel alone. You ain't gonna like this. I think you the right fit. I just need to know what you want. If you might miss everything you had, don't fight this. Don't fight this. You ain't gonna like this, I think you the right fit. I just need to know what you want. If you might miss everything you had, don't fight this. Don't fight this. What was good for you then, maybe not now. What was good for me then, maybe not now. I was good for you then, maybe not now. Maybe not now. Gonna take my time, tell me what you need. We can make it out of this feeling if you please. I could give you limelight, you could give me life I need. We can make a home life, we could have a home right, we could be free. You ain't gonna like this, I think you the right fit. I just need to know what you want. If you might miss everything you had, don't fight this. Don't fight this. You ain't gonna like this, I think you the right fit. I just need to know what you want. If you might miss everything you had, don't fight this. fight this. What was good for you then, maybe not now. What was good for me then, maybe not now. I was good for you then, maybe not now. Maybe not now. When winter ends, I hope it'll bring a chance to pick the flowers that can grow in the spring. So I could weave you a pair of rose-covered glasses, so you can visualize what I could bring to the mass. I know it's difficult, you didn't ask for this tasking, but fashion me late seems to be going out of fashion. You were underwhelmed, and I overreacted when you said you felt stuck, like you were still living static. And I will keep every promise that I made in December. I will keep every promise I can still remember. And everyone I break, you should keep a tally to keep me on my toes, like this the ballet. I know it seems like I'm putting a hold on forever, but I will never let go, no, I will hold on forever. Patience is a virtue, but patience can hurt you. Holding your heart, I think we can pull through. You were a stepping stone from my broken home. I took you for granted, fell from my heights, no, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't deal with the cards I was handed. Picture this differently if I'm just being candid. I flew, I fell, I wonder why. The sky couldn't take my weight when I tried to be weightless, put on a weightless, still pending. Sometimes a sad starts to happy endings. It's hard to imagine a God somewhere, but lately I've been ending all my days in prayer. Asking someone listens to the words I share, hoping that they let you see that I still care. I've been searching, hoping, wishing that I find the truth. A dreaming with chasing if it means losing you. I've been searching, hoping, wishing that I find the truth. You ain't gonna like this. Don't fight this. You ain't gonna like this. Don't fight this. Don't fight this.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, and you can visit theblastingroom.com for more information on the recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by Mitchell James. The first was Weather, and the second was Winter Part 2. Do you want to explain what that's about a little bit, since nobody's really ever heard that?
Yeah, the song is about kind of like the idea. It's a song about a relationship, and it's kind of the idea that, you know, when you're with, you spend a lot of time with somebody and you get really close with somebody and you're friends. And so, like, kind of the idea is like, you're not going to like this, kind of, but I'm developing feelings. Like, I'm kind of feeling a certain way. So, it's kind of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's like, I don't mean to ruin this special, you know, this kind
the
of
friendship.
Like the good,
it's
yeah.
Like the I don't fear mean to, of being friend zoned, Loki.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And you mentioned religion on that track a little bit, or not really?
Yeah, yeah. Did you. Do you find, did you find religion or do you play the victim?
Or no, like you were talking about prayer or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hard to imagine a God somewhere.
Yeah. And you incorporate religion a little bit into your songs, but I think it's interesting because it's like kind of a controversial topic, but like, it's just something like, well, it's really, doesn't really have to be.
No, for sure. I was raised Irish Catholic. Mm-hmm. So very involved in the church growing up and things like that. I'm not Catholic now, mm-hmm. but, I think it's definitely, it's something that's so prevalent, and regardless of if you are, you know, if you are religious or you're not or something like that, it's such a mainstream or such a, you know, central idea to kind of like basically everything, you know what I mean, that's like really out there. So to ignore it and like it doesn't exist, yeah, I think it's doing a disservice to it.
I just like how you didn't really make it controversial in your music or anything.
Sure,
it's just like low-key, like kind of in there. But the song you're gonna play next is called This, and that kind of discusses your success as a rapper a little bit, and I feel like there's a lot of stigmas within the rap genre, so I want to go through like a few of them, if
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so like a lot of rappers they like act hard and avoid emotion in their songs. Are there any emotions or topics you're not comfortable incorporating in your music, or does anything goes
for sure?
Really?
Absolutely.
That's interesting. And do you ever feel like you're giving too much to the audience or no?
I think there's a formula to it. I think you don't want to come off the bat and be like, bleh, you know, like this is all my stuff. This is all my whatever.
Then people are gonna get annoyed.
Exactly. I think it's developing a relationship. As you mm-hmm. release music, you're developing a relationship with the people who listen to it. And kind of like any relationship, the more you get to know somebody, the more you start to learn about them.
Nice. And another stigma. Well, I don't know if this is a stigma. This is just like a trend, I feel like, that has been introduced to rap lately, like fashion. Is kind of like become part of the rap genre. Like there are a lot of rappers are starting their own clothing lines and like influencing fashion trends and whatnot. Do you ever feel like you have to be fashionable like in your music videos? Or
are
like,
you saying I don't know how to dress? Are you saying I
should? No, I'm saying you are fashionable, and I was wondering if that's like a conscious decision
because
you're a rapper.
Absolutely. I mean, to say
you're
no, I'd be lying.
Oh, okay.
So like, yeah, for sure. It's for visuals, honestly. Like when we did, like we have a video for this, and we did that video. Mm-hmm. It was about like color scale, like color grading it. So it's like, I wore like grays for one shot, and then I wore like, it's kind of like all the contrast, because it looks just visually, it looks cooler. Mm-hmm. if you think that it's those little details that you don't realize that people are subconsciously paying attention to while they're watching the visuals.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
So like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's definitely, it's, you gotta mm-hmm. be in your game for sure.
And you put out a lot of effort into your music videos. Like you have like how many, like four or five?
I think we have five now, actually. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
And do you have like one specific person that films those, or
so
how does that work?
Everything filmed up until basically this last video, this was done by two guys I was in the neighborhood with, Jose Zabala and Zach Hazard. And we kind of did that basically, just we went out and got the equipment ourselves and we did everything, you know, kind of thing. And we just kind of a collective effort. Now, I got the privilege, I record at Soul Session Studios, mm-hmm. ran by DJ Yeti, and he films all my stuff now, and nice. He kills it. He's definitely knows what he's doing and yeah. puts together. Like that video is definitely just, it's smooth and clean. It's like really, yeah, mm-hmm. it's really
It sounds
enjoyable.
Like you put a lot of effort into it, because like you're thinking about like the colors and like how the audience thinks about that when they see it and everything.
Well, it's a happy balance of both. It's a happy balance of winging it at the shoot.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Thinking like, oh, this might look cool. And then beforehand, I think you have to balance it. If you think, if you try to plan every shot and angle perfectly, it's going to come off artificial.
Yeah.
But if you can't show up with nothing planned, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's a mix of organic and a mix of kind of things like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So another stigma is that like when people hear the word rapper, I feel like they have a very specific image that comes to mind, and I'm just wondering like how much does being a rapper influence your identity in everyday life? So like when people find out that you rap, do they like, does
like they don't expect a white kid from Fresno?
I guess, or like when they just like find out about your music, do you ever get treated differently because of that?
It depends how many people are listening to my music, I guess. You know what I mean? So when I first, you know, when you first start releasing stuff and things like that, it's really hard to get anybody, you know, listen to, you know what I mean? But something I realized a long time ago is that the people who listen to your music the most are going to be people that you don't even know. You know what I mean? So like your fans or listeners or whatever you want to call them, the bulk and majority, vast overwhelming majority of people you don't even know. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's, so with those, like the people I meet on that level, like they treat me as a rapper because they know me as a rapper. But people that I know and then kind of like, you know, find out that I'm a rapper or things like that, it's not really different. It just depends on the quality. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, so I like people to be honest with me either way. So
yeah,
people I know, if they're feeling something, tell me they're feeling. If they don't know, you know, that's the way it goes. So yeah, I don't feel any fakeness or any front or anything like that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good, I guess. Okay. And then last question before we get back to the music. Some songs, I guess, are like a little bit more popular than others, like Van Gogh and Silver Linings, for example. Does this affect how you write songs in the future? Like,
No, not at all. So I don't want to ever become that person who's trying to recapture the magic, you know what I mean? Or trying to do the same formula. My way it goes is I want to always evolve. I want to always be changing, always want to push the boundaries and trying to do that. And so with every project, I move on to the next one once I feel like I've moved on from that style, you know, stylistically. So for me to go back and like make like Silver Linings is by far my biggest song right now. And for me to go back and try to calculate what was good and right about that song and try to recapture it, it's not going to happen because I'm a different person than I was when I released that song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I need to make music because I mean, if you're not evolving, you're not growing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to stay stagnant. I want to keep going. I want to keep developing. I want to keep
and
growing.
And I'd imagine like if you keep making songs similar to Silver Linings, you're going to get really bored personally. Like when you perform them.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that happens. You see some artists, like, I mean, they're out there killing it, but there's some artists who've been doing the same thing over and over again. And I think the reason behind that too is because you get pushback from people when you change up your style.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, go back to what you know, stay in your lane.
But then I also feel that's how you like grow your audience too. Cause like
100%.
Eventually people are going to get bored of what you're doing. So if you like keep it moving stylistically, then that's going to help you in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, we are going to get back to the music, and coming up right now is a song by Mitchell James called This.
Cool deal. Yeah.
I've been killing this. Tell me, where have you been? I've been winning, man. You'll be steady losing. They ask me what I'm doing. That question really stupid. Cause I be killing this. Tell me, where have you been? I've been winning. ask me what I'm doing. That question really stupid. Oh, am I missing out? Oh, are you missing me? Yeah, I've been carving wax. Oh, can you listen, please? Oh, every little thing, I see it different now. Oh, I will let you know when I figure out. In about a week or two, when are you gonna quit this dude? When are you gonna come down? When are you gonna learn how? When are you gonna make things do? Did you find religion? Or do you play the victim? I feel you have a problem with the way that we've been living. Damn, it's been a minute, like gone in 60 seconds. I'm still indecisive on who can teach me lessons. Still the champ like Wheaties, play the track on repeat. Use a faker CZ, damn that shit was easy. On Easy Street, 504, breaking down, without your fort. I wish somebody warned me. I wish somebody warned me. I've been killing this, tell me where have you been? I've been winning, man, you be steady losing. They ask me what I'm doing. That question really stupid. Cause I've been killing this, tell me where have you been? I've been winning, man, you be steady losing. They ask me what I'm doing. That question really stupid. Oh, paint a perfect picture, so fresh and clean, clean, more like dirt cheap. You wasn't faking me. My heart and mind had a long conversation. Said they can't keep up with all the confrontation. Still smokes in the car, still smoke cigarettes. Even though we dying, we buying by the pack. I heard her hair was thin, and I heard the cancer win. And I heard he doesn't listen, he's back on his ambition. I wish somebody would've told me. It's lonely at the top, die slowly. You don't even know me. Pay the love that you owe me. I wish somebody would've told me. It's lonely at the top, die slowly. You don't even know me. Pay the love that you owe me. Well, I've been killing this, tell me where have you been? I've been winning, man, you be steady losing. They ask me what I'm doing. That question really stupid. Cause I've been killing this, tell me where have you been? I've been winning, man, you be steady losing. They ask me what I'm doing. That question really stupid.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. Mitchell James just performed the song This from our studio live. Thanks for playing all that music.
Yeah,
that was
super fun.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
So the song you just played, This, do you want to like kind of explain
song
a little bit?
Yeah, that song, basically what that song is about is, so like anytime I kind of, anybody hit me up or anybody I know from like way back in the day, from like maybe from high school or whatever, mm-hmm. The question's always like, where have you been? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, where have you been? And I always thought that to be such like a narcissistic, like I'm the center of the universe question, like asking where have you been? So my rebuttal was like, well, where have you been? You know what I mean?
True.
Like, so, and then it kind of got a little cocky with it. So yeah, I think it was that's basically what it is. It's a rebuttal. And then the verses are kind of like me laying out like current.
And you think it's like
things.
A dumb question? Cause like, I mean, you've just like been in the world, like,
yeah,
what do you,
I mean,
want
yeah,
me
when
to
people
say?
Are like, where have you been? As in like, when people ask that question, it's like, if you haven't been where they've been, it means you're not doing anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not
a
bad idea.
So they just like forget about you as a person. Interesting. Well, thanks for playing all the music.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for listening to The Local Lunch Hour. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. Thank you for supporting college radio.